Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply.
Guess what?
They're 500.
500. A really good win coming back from 4-1 down after Dylan Cease was completely jobbed. After a replay review overturned an out call at home plate, the Brewers scored four runs, but the Padres battled back. Luis Arraez, homers. Jake Cronenworth goes 5-for-5. Manny Machado, four hits, including a double. He's been heating up. There's no question about it. Padres bullpen good without using Estrada and Suarez. And they take the first two games from the Brewers. They have a chance to win a series on Saturday, and we'll see what happens over the weekend. The other side of the coin is Fernando Tatis Jr. He leaves with a tricep elbow contusion, jerks and Profar left, although he was run for, and the spot kind of dictated it, but he's been dealing with a knee. So the Padres are banged up, but the Padres are 40-40 as we near the halfway point, which will come tomorrow, Saturday, for San Diego. So get yourself in here. It's a Friday night. We've heard from Mike Schilt. The Padres have come back to beat the Brewers 9-5. If you are here, here's what we're going to do, Jim, because we can't get to 6,400 subscribers. We get to 6,400 subscribers, both of these get given away tonight. Simple as that. Got to get here while we're live. Get to 6,400 subscribers or give them both of these away tonight. To two Padres fans that Jim will choose, but we got to get to 6,400 while we're live. Thank you, Parks and Normal, for these awesome Padres caps, but smash the like button and subscribe. We need to get to 6,400 subscribers. You know, there's thousands of Padres fans that watch us each and every night. So please subscribe if you are here. Smash the like button. Follow us on X at John Schaefer, at Jim Russell SD. Great way to support the channels with super chats. We'll get to all of them. Just click the dollar sign below the chat box. You can become a member by clicking join. This has happened a number of times, Jim. You've been referencing it. They lose five in a row. They play some of their best baseball. It's happening again right now. They're taking advantage of Brewer miscues and Padres at four errors. But the Brewers have not played clean baseball the last couple of days, and the Padres now all of a sudden have won three straight to get back to 500.
That's what they do, man. They are addicted to 500.
They really are.
Can they finally get over 500 and then stay over 500 and not be this two games up, two games down, three games down, two games up? I don't think they've been three over for a while, if I'm not mistaken.
I think one time all year, Jim, and that's when they blew the 3-1 lead in the ninth in Kansas City.
Yes, they had an opportunity.
They went out away or two outs away from four games over.
Yeah, the high watermark of the season. But I put it out on Twitter, like, the entire team's hurt, Cronenworth's on fire, Manny's heating up, and if you ask Mike Schilt about this baseball team, it's the greatest baseball team that he's ever seen in his entire life.
Correct.
Like that's how things are going right now, and it's equaling wins, at least for the last three games. But they played a game tonight that was very similar to last night's game from a standpoint of going, you know, trailing and then fighting back. And I mean, Petco's a freaking bandbox right now.
It really is.
It's just, you get the ball up in right field, it is gone.
Just goes. Yep.
Gone. The Profar injury, I'm not too concerned about, because it feels like he's been taken out of games before for that same injury, and you'll see him back in the lineup the next day. The Tatis one, I am kind of concerned about, because that didn't look good. I don't trust the team as far as injuries go. And when he's back in the lineup, I'll feel better about things.
Schilt post game, he'll be sore. We don't think it's overly serious. We'll check in on it tomorrow. So, okay. Yeah, he may miss a day. I mean, he could miss two, or maybe he's in the lineup tomorrow. I mean, it didn't look ideal, but I mean, he's been dealing with the quad. Truthfully, give this guy a day. I mean, they are on fumes as a team. I'm surprised a team that started with the two games in Korea is actually in a stretch of 26 games in 27 days, which is what they're in. They've got a million off days in July. We ran through it at one point. They'll have like 9 days off, four of them for the All-Star break, five or six additional days, which I think will be very good for the rotation and bullpen because they'll be rested. Right now, they're on complete fumes. Everyone's hurt. I mean, you're watching a play out. Everyone's hobbling around everywhere. Yet, they've been resourceful enough to put themselves in this situation. You're right, man. I mean, it's like, you know, it's kind of like, Esther, get off the pot. I could just say shit. Are you going to emerge from 500 at some point or not? And are you going to do it right now? They're facing a guy tomorrow who's made two starts. He's been terrible for Milwaukee. So maybe they do emerge here. They can win a series by winning one of the next two games. Maybe get greedy. And potentially this is the series that really gets you going against Milwaukee. But a very good game, Jim. I mean, to go down 4-1 the way they did, single to death. Machado throws home, initially ruled out. They review it. There's no definitive replay. They overturn it. That really surprised me. That ties the score at one. Then single, single, single. Error by Kim. It's 4-1. You're like, I've seen this Padres game before. And then we had, because Arise, homers. Cronenworth, homers. Donovan Solano has had a number of clutch hits for this team, including tonight, to make it 5-4. And they just – what did Schilt say post-game? They find solutions. It's like his stupid line. But winners find solutions. They're a 500 team, and they found a solution tonight, Jim. They found a solution, which was winning and having a lot of hits.
Yes.
Super than I. E-Racing with Dale, thank you for the super chat and the membership. Guys, if you're here, remember, subscribe. If we get to 6,400 tonight, these are being given away. Simple as that. Got to get to 6,400 while we're here live. He says, hope Toddy's okay. Manny is heating up. Crone is and on fire. Great win. So Cronenworth, I watched back all five hits in the post game. Two to right, two to left, and a homer to right. Like, this guy's scorching hot, hitting the ball to all fields. You cannot throw him breaking pitches middle or middle in. He's absolutely hammering them right now. I don't know what's gotten into him. Like, he's a completely different player from a year ago, but he's just loose and free. He had the weight of that contract last year. That's completely gone at this point from Jake Cronenworth. I mean, we talk so much about Manny, but it really starts with Jake Cronenworth, the way he's played the last few days here to get his numbers all the way up to where they are right now.
His OPS is now up to 794. His batting average is up to 266. I think it started this series at like around 250.
Makes sense. Yeah.
12 homers, 49 RBIs. Like, we talked
huge
about
year.
It the other day. This is exactly the type of production that you signed up for. And frankly, it's getting to the, it's borderline becoming like you're getting better production than what you're paying him. If he continues down this path where he's hitting like 25 home runs with an 800 OPS, hitting around 265, 270 with like 90 RBIs, $11 million a year. Are you kidding me?
Mm-hmm.
That's what we call basically outperforming your contract, in my opinion. And he has had just a solid, solid year. I would say, John, honestly, the biggest keys to this team not being DOA this year and actually in a decent position, even though they're only 500, is Cronenworth and Profar. Those two guys have been clear in a way to me, the MVPs of this offense for this team. And if you want to lump in Jackson Merrill, that's you can, but that's to fair. Me, it's Cronenworth and Profar hitting in the middle of that lineup, doing some fucking damage for this team night in and night out. Both of those guys have been the keys to this team's offense for this year, for being where they're at.
And then we're going to need to have, and thank you for the super E-Racing with Dale. There's a couple more supers we need to get to that are good. We'll get to all the super chats, and please subscribe for a super. Just click the dollar sign below the chat box. We appreciate your support. Got to have the Manny conversation because Cronenworth's hitting 266. Manny's hitting 263. Cronenworth's OPS is 794. Manny is over 700 for the first time since the first week of the season. Mm-hmm. He's at 705. And I tweeted out a slash line batting average on base slug within the last hour. And in his last 30 games, and again, some of it's misleading because there hasn't been a ton of power, but he has hit 333 in his last 30 games, if you include today. He's getting on base at a 385 clip, which is very good. The slug has to come up. It's hit 463. He should be a 500 slug player over a stretch where he's hitting 333. But every single time you want to count out Manny in his Padres career, which is often, I mean, he's had a lot of periods where you're like, man, what's going on with Manny Machado? It's like he always finds a way. Winners find solutions, per Mike Schilt, Jim. He just finds a way, dude. And right now he's playing well. From Tuesday night, the quotes he had in Philadelphia to right here, who would have thought that was even possible over like a 3-day period?
And he's hitting the ball hard. He got that double tonight, that home run last night. I think if you look at Manny right now, this is the closest resemblance of Manny Machado I'm not going to say 2022, but like it's the closest resemblance of what you expect out of Manny Machado.
Mm-hmm.
Really, like you expect Manny Machado to be productive. You expect Manny Machado to hit for power. You expect Manny Machado to come up in big moments and come through. Not all the time, but still, you expect him when he's at the plate to be a big time threat. And for a lot of the season, he has been a guy that has not felt like a big time threat at the plate. And these last three games here, dating back to Wednesday in Philadelphia, he's been that threat at the plate. Multiple hits, three straight games, the home run the other night, the double tonight, hitting the ball hard all over the field. I hope this is a prelude to a very, very hot July, like a hike he had last year when he had 11 home runs and the team went 15-10. That I think is a possibility, not only because of him heating up right now, but because of how many off days they have in July. And I think the off day is Manny's best friend right now. And really, the amount of game, I mean, the Braves have played 73 games this year. They're 42-31. The Padres have 40 wins. They're 40-40. And they're 5.5 games back of the Braves because they played 7 more games than the Braves, which is crazy.
The Padres in a 31-day month play 22 games. Like you said, they went 15-10 last July. They play 3 fewer games than they did a year ago. So they'll have opportunities to get healthier. And I think that puts them in a position where they could maybe take advantage of it. Schedule is not easy, but then again, it's really not right now. We would have said heading into the series, oh, Milwaukee's dangerous. First place in the Central, 44-30, good bullpen, but the Padres have won the first 2 games of the series. All right, E-Racing with Dale, thank you for the super chat. He says, not sure, he's talking about Tatis, why he doesn't wear an elbow guard. He has throughout his career. He's not currently wearing one. I think that's one of those things that's like player discretion, and they know what's right for them, and they know what feels good when they swing and in the batter's box. So, and he, by the way, he hovers right over the freaking plate. I mean, he'll hold that left elbow right in front of the plate, and you do, you know, risk that as a possibility. You know what, Jim, when you think about like getting hit on an elbow or about a tricep, I mean, it'll be sore, it'll be bruised, but you know, listen, with the Padres, you never know. Watch, you'll find it. Oh, if, you know, it could be something crazy. You never know, but I don't know. I think he'll be all right. I think that it's just another thing he's going to have to deal with, like he's been dealing with his quad, is my guess.
Dude, this whole team has a little ouchies everywhere.
Right.
Little ouchies to potential oh-nos. I mean, yes. They're the walking wounded right now, but no excuse. And I kind of find a team that overcomes injuries and still wins baseball games, those are the scary teams. Those are the teams that you want to be a fan of. You know, like if they get in, it's like, oh, one injury does the team in. Like, no, you gotta have the resilience. You gotta push through injuries. No excuses. Next man up. Do the little things. Do the right things. Don't go out there and try to replace the guy that you're, you know, and try to have the same production as like Manny Machado if you're replacing him, or Fernando Tatis Jr. Like, do what you do, be who you are, and go out there and find a way to win a baseball game. And I find those teams to be way more likable and, you know, way more fun to watch than a team that is just like one injury, the entire team collapses types of thing.
Yeah, I think it's a good point. I mean, I like some of the production they've gotten out of guys this year, like a Donovan Solano, or, you know, like even today, like Major goes down, Tom Cosgrove comes back. He gives some meaningful innings. You know, he pitched much more effectively tonight than we had seen him pitch in the big leagues this year. So they're piecemealing. Like, their bullpen is throwing a ton of pitches every night. No starter, I think in their last seven or eight starts, there's only been one starter going five innings, and it was Matt Waldron.
Kolek had to wear it tonight, man. He had to wear it, and he did a great job getting through that.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't even like a – yeah, Kolek, Cosgrove, De Los Santos.
And not wear it. I mean, just like
– yeah, it wasn't that really wearing it because they had a lead. It's just – right. He threw a lot of pitches.
Yeah, that's what I meant. He had to go out there, and he had to try to get them as many outs as he possibly could get.
Yeah, what did he go, two innings maybe?
Yeah, I threw the most pitches, second most pitches of the season tonight.
Yeah, so, okay, so Cosgrove an inning and a third, Kolek an inning and a third, De Los Santos an inning and two thirds. You don't use Suarez because you tack on. You got a ninth run to make it a four-run game. Remember, Schilt told us 3 weeks ago the four-run game is the new three-run game. That's why he went to his closer. He thought smarter of it tonight. He's over 162 and 26 games in 27 days. Suarez needs a breather. And they were able to win this game without using him. Slot Nate Easy, thank you for the super chat. Appreciate you guys. Please subscribe. Again, if we get to 6,400 subscribers, we're giving two Parks and Normal caps away. Here tonight, he says, Jake playing second base is old Jake at bat. I really love that super chat because it does feel like Jake's best baseball in his career, and then his best baseball this year has occurred with him playing second base, which is an interesting conversation. It's an interesting conversation because your boy Xander, and by your boy, I mean everyone's boy, is, you know, coming back sooner rather than later. So it'll be interesting to see what they do when he does come back.
Are we going to have to accelerate Xander being at first base now?
Maybe. Yeah, he's going to exactly in 1 year. I don't know. I mean, I'm DHing him probably. Let Arias play first. Let Crony play second. Let Kim play short. Kim's. I don't even know what's going on. He had two errors tonight. I mean, throwing the ball, I don't know. Whatever. It is what it is. He's your shortstop for the year, so it is what it is.
Xander will be back at shortstop next year. Can we probably, like, agree on that?
I don't know. I don't know. Because Kim's going to leave as a free agent?
Yeah, they're not going to re-sign Kim. They're not putting...
I don't know.
They're not going to put him back at... No. I mean... Anything can change. A lot of things can happen. But, like, if you have it as constructed right now, yeah, you're putting Xander back at short. You're keeping Cronworth at second. You're keeping Arise at first. And obviously, Manny's at third.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365. And it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Crone short, Arise second. Bogey first.
No. I mean,
Bogey. I mean, the thing is, Bogey's not a kid, but yeah, I get you. I mean, you could play short until like 34.
Like, obviously, Arise is out of position, but still, he's played a lot of different positions in his entire career.
He's fine.
If anything, I'd rather have only one guy out of position on the infield than three guys out of position on the infield.
I'm not even fully convinced. Like, I can't even have the conversation yet. I mean, I don't think Kim is opting in to some stupid fifth year, but it hasn't been an overly good year for his free agent value.
It's been a horrible year for him.
So I don't know what he's going to do. I wouldn't think he'd be back, but I don't know. But the point is, if he is somehow back, then he's your shortstop, I would presume. But if he's
not back,
you make a good point.
They did not have a defensive highlight reel tonight. And luckily, it didn't cost them the win.
No, I mean, two of the errors were catcher's interference, and two of them were on Ha-Seong Kim throws. It's freaking weird. It was, and by the way, Manny Machado had a high throw on what was initially ruled an out-at-home play that was then overturned. But four errors and a win, it was a weird game. It was a very weird game. But offensively, they looked really good, as they have here recently at Petco Park. Thank you, Tristan, for the super chat. Are they? We're so back. And I don't know if it's serious or facetious. We've been riding this thing, man, you know, just like hills and valleys, nothing huge, no 10 games one way or the other at any point, but three up, five down has happened a lot. I don't know what to say, Jim. I'll say what I've said all year, cautiously optimistic. When I look at the standings, I don't think there's any reason not to be looking at it from that perspective. And I do think AJ Preller is going to address needs because he just is built that way. So I'm not saying they're back, but I'm saying that they're going to be, this is what we've said. They were never going to get buried. They weren't going to fall 11 games under 500 like last year. I don't know if they'll ever be 11 over, but this is what we said. They're going to be hovering in this range for a lot of the season, and it's played out for 80 games.
When they face average righties, they're fucking the 27 Yankees.
They look pretty good, yeah.
When they face any lefty, they look like the
17 Miami, Marlins.
Right, the Marlins of this year.
Or 2024 whatever. Marlins.
Right. And when they face Colin Ray tonight, I mean, how many strikeouts did he have? None?
Zero.
Yeah. I just think that, like, this team, at times, their offense feels so scary.
It does. It does.
Like, it just feels like, they're gonna, good luck.
Yeah,
good luck to the pitcher out there, you know?
I agree.
But that's if they're facing an average, you know, mediocre
right-handed pitcher.
Right, a right-handed mediocre pitcher. I think the elite righties in the game would still cause them problems, but...
Yeah, definitely. Sure.
You throw a righty on the mound, more often than not, I mean, this offense is a scary offense. And who, regardless of who's in there, like a Luis Arraez at a home run tonight, like what? I mean, Jake Cronenworth against a righty, it feels like, I mean, good luck right now. And Jackson Merrill, I mean, feels like he can hit anybody. Same thing with Jerkson Profar, being a switch hitter. The only thing is Tatis can't hit lefties, does good against righties. Same thing with Manny. Same thing with Cron, who said it's, I mean, you can't hit lefties.
Yeah, Cron splits are exaggerated, as in crazy better against righties.
Right.
Tatis, I thought, had come a little bit back to earth, but I'd have to look.
Well, anyway, when this offense faces an average righty like Colin Ray tonight, I mean, they're going to face two. They're going to face who they're facing tomorrow. Some random guy.
That guy's been, he's only made two starts. He's got like a 70 ERA.
Okay. Yeah. I expect them to do well tomorrow offensively because it's going to be a beautiful day again.
Day game, I think, or late afternoon.
I think it's like a late afternoon game. The nights are longer right now. Yeah. Tomorrow, you got a very hot day. Okay. And I expect them to score a bunch of runs tomorrow because they're facing the average righty. Same thing with on Sunday, you know?
I mean, well, I expect it too. They have to now prove they're capable of rattling off, you know, winning games they're going to be favored in, which they'll be tomorrow. And then they'll, even with Randy Vasquez, they'll be favored at home. They'll be favored. Who's Sunday? Who's throwing Sunday?
That would be Waldy, as so Schulte would call him.
Heavy favorites on Sunday. So it's like, can you capitalize on home games as a favorite?
Who is it? Kingy.
Okay. So yeah, I mean, they'll be a favorite. So yeah, I mean, it's an interesting point. I mean, here's the thing. If you're going to be bad against righties or lefties, be bad against lefties because you only see lefties 30% of the time on average. So I'd rather be good against 70% of my opponents than good against the other 30%. If I'm picking one or the other, I'd much prefer doing damage against righties than doing damage against lefties. Eventually, there'll be a return to some, there'll be like a return to the mean not going to be the worst team in baseball against left-handed pitching all year, would be my guess, just like they weren't going to be the worst home team in baseball this year, playing in front of 45,000 people. And guess what? They're not. They're red hot at home. They're 7-1 in their last eight games. So I think it stacks up relatively well right now, 2-0 to start a seven-game homestand. Washington has played well. The Nationals, they will throw left-handed pitchers at you. That is absolutely scary. But let's see what happens this weekend. I think you win this series against Milwaukee. You take one of the next two, and you should be thrilled with where you're at. And who knows? Maybe they win two of the next two. We'll find out.
You know, by Sunday night, they'll be 41-41.
Like, that's just how it works.
That's just how it works with this team. Like, when they win games like this, and I feel like tonight overall, it's pretty good baseball. I mean, last night's baseball game and tonight's baseball game, pretty good games.
Definitely entertaining. I mean,
back and forth, entertaining, twists and turns, big time hits, home runs, hot, players are hot, a lot of strikeouts. Like, it was an entertaining game for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And you watch this team play, if you had no idea what their record was,
I think they're 50-30.
Like, this team's amazing. Like, the Brewers are the last place team, or the team that's around 500. No, it's flipped. Which is like, what?
You're right. You are right.
It's crazy.
It's this very team is weird.
Very up and down. They have they're like two-faced, and one day they're this way, the next day they're that day, or that way. It's crazy.
It is crazy. We're going to get back to the conversation in a moment, guys. If you are here, please subscribe. We have year-round content for Padres fans. If we get to 6,400 subscribers tonight, we'll give away these beautiful Padres caps from Parks and Normal. We do want to thank our title sponsor here tonight, really the title sponsor since the channel launched 3 years ago, our buddy Mark Nimitz at Farmers Insurance. That's a huge Padres fan, native San Diegan, great insurance agent. How do I know that? Because I've got insurance policies through Mark and have for years. Life insurance and earthquake insurance and homeowners insurance. He has saved my family so much time and money over the years. If you switch your insurance, he could save you $750 or more just by switching. If you ever have to file a claim, he could save you thousands upon thousands of dollars, which is what he did for my family back in 2022. So click the link in the description down below, get a free quote online, or call him and he'll talk to you about the Padres and he'll give you free quotes as well. He does more than what I have. He does auto, he does renters, he does everything. So if you're looking for a great insurance agent here in San Diego, if you support this channel, please get in contact with our title sponsor, Mark Nimitz at Farmers.
Yeah, all his information is on the ticker below, mnimitz@farmersagent.com. When you reach out to our buddy Mark, let him know that John and Jim sent you from the wrap-up show. And Mark is in the chat.
Okay, Mark. Oh, Mark is very quiet. When the Padres play well, Mark's quiet.
When they don't play well,
lose two straight, he wants to
fuck everybody.
Acquire JD Martinez from the Mets.
He wants to. It's everybody's fault,
right? More basically your fault,
right?
But everyone's fault. But Mark, again, guys, if you're here live or on replay, support Mark. Click that link in the description down below. Learn how he can save you money and time with your insurance. All right, so back to the conversation again. The Padres beat the Brewers 9-5. A couple of things in this game. I'm trying to think about how it played out. Again, I thought Dylan Cease, we haven't even talked about Dylan Cease. He struck out 10 in less than 5 innings. Like, this guy was completely cruising until the overturn at home plate. Like, he's working on a shutout. He strikes out 10. He runs out of gas. They give him 106 pitches. And it's single, 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 all soft BS after the run scored on a little squibber down the third base line. But 10 strikeouts, 4 2/3 innings. I don't have the numbers recently in front of me on Cease, but Cease over his last 5, 6, 7 starts has not been Dylan Cease over the first 5, 6, 7 starts. I know that. Now, I thought tonight was encouraging by and large. He was mowing them down until it got to the fifth inning. But with someone like Dylan Cease, you're going to need to see him go 5+ innings, especially with the bullpen beleaguered the way it is. Like, I was expecting 5+ innings from Dylan Cease tonight, and it just didn't happen for whatever reason.
His last 7 starts, he's got a 6.69 ERA. He's only thrown 36 1/3 innings.
There it is. So, just over 5 innings an outing over his last 7 and a high ERA.
He really does have that Blake Snell in a minus the high walk total, at least right now, where he strikes out a lot of dudes.
Right.
One thing goes wrong, and it feels like an avalanche. Not to the extent of, like, Blake Snell's career. Not last year for Blake.
Sure.
But like over Blake's career, it was a lot of strikeouts, and then one thing goes wrong and he gives up like four or five runs. Like, and then it's like, what the fuck? Cease is going through that type of thing right now. I mean, in the last 36 and a third innings, John's got 48 strikeouts. It's a pretty good ratio.
Yep. Oh yeah, absolutely.
You know, so if you Oakland was a good start. That was two starts ago. And then the Mets only 3 2/3, and then tonight 4 2/3. But yeah, he's got to be better. He's got to go deeper into games. He's got to get over that, like, when something goes wrong, it kind of falls apart type of thing. Like, he'll be cruising through four.
Yeah.
And then he'll give up like two straight hits, but his pitch total is pretty high because he struck out a lot of dudes. And all of a sudden, two runs score. There's only one out in the inning. He's got 98 pitches.
Right.
Like, I'm not saying that happens all the time, but he's prone to do that here. And I think that he's going to get better. I think he's going to right the ship. Maybe this is just like a bump in the road for him. I hope it is, you know, because they need him to be that Dylan Cease we saw earlier in the year.
Mm-hmm.
Like, giving you consistently 6 and 7 innings, going out there and shoving. Now, thankfully, Matt Waldron has picked up the slack and picked up that role. But it'd be nice if you had a couple of these pitchers like clicking. You know, Schilte the other day mentioned how, like, and he's right, that this team hasn't had things all click at once for a consistent stretch here. And not all teams just all of a sudden, you know, oh, we're just waiting for everything to click. Like, some teams will never have everything click at once.
Definitely.
Like, it's very rare. Those are some of the best teams in baseball where everything is clicking. Like one or two teams. So it's hard to have that as a baseball team and have everything click at once. It's always the goal. It's always the goal to have your offense do well while you're starting pitching and your bullpen are all in sync and all doing well. It's hard to do that. But if you can get a couple of these pitchers pitching at that level that we've seen, you know, mixed in with what the offense is doing against these average righties, and the bullpen gets some type of rest, then you feel pretty good. It's just, you are now at the point again, all right, guys, you're back to 500. You'll probably get over to 500 here in the next couple of days, potentially. What are you going to do? Maybe.
Here's the thing. Here's where I'm thinking. Here's my key to it being different this time around for the eighth time they've been in this spot this year. Let's just say, you know, there's eight or nine times we've probably said the same thing, maybe more.
Probably.
Here's my current key. Does Yu Darvish return healthy and look like Yu Darvish?
Mm-hmm.
Because if Yu Darvish returns healthy and looks like Yu Darvish, and Darvish replaces Vasquez or Major, whatever, Major. And like, if I'm going to get 80 games the second half of the season with Darvish pitching every fifth game, especially with all those off days, like, that could be a big differentiating factor. I got Dylan Cease, who hopefully will be effective. His first eight starts at a 2.19 ERA. So I have Dylan Cease. I have Michael King, who's been great. I have Matt Waldron, who's been great. If I view Darvish just looking like Darvish, doesn't have to be career year, look like Darvish, then I think that can be the lift that's necessary, that every fifth day where maybe you can clear 500, you know, by more than a game, so to speak. That's my newfound theory on where they are right now. You happen to be playing decently and you're getting Darvish back. Now, you also are dealing with health issues, the Profars, the Tatises, yada, yada, yada. But you're playing decently and you're getting Yu Darvish back in days. I don't know what day it is, but within days, you're getting Yu Darvish back. Now, we've seen that go two ways before. We've seen him pitch really well coming off the IL. We've seen him, you know, look very pedestrian at times before. So that's my recency theory on it, that Yu Darvish comes back and is healthy, and it will help the Padres create a little bit of distance for 500. We'll see if it's accurate or not. That's the best case scenario for me.
My guess is Monday.
Is that what it's slotted to be? Was that when Major would have started?
Well, major started last night, so we got Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Okay, Tuesday. Maybe Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Yeah, Monday Tuesday or Tuesday.
Washington. Yeah.
Well, did Darvish pitch yesterday or 2 days ago?
3 days ago. He didn't pitch the day. He pitched the day before major. They probably want to give him one extra day.
Okay. Monday or Tuesday. Monday or Tuesday.
Yeah. Yeah. Whatever it is.
Yeah. And the thing with Darvish is like the rest is so important for him because of his age and his body. And you can't like stretch this guy and have him have this crazy workload. He needs to get rest. And I feel like his body will be rested enough here. And if he comes back, I feel like he's going to be, he's going to pitch well. I just trust Darvish to pitch well after getting this much rest.
To your point, he's at 3,000 career innings. He's 14 innings shy. If you combine Japan with US, he's at 3,000 innings. You're starting to push a threshold where you're right. Everything's got to be managed and thought of. And it's always in the back of your mind. Like when do you break down? You're not making 32 starts with 3,000 innings. He's not doing it this year. He didn't do it last year. You know, he's not doing it. But can he give you 20 effective starts? You take it, or 25 or whatever. They're going to need that in the second half. They're going to need a 10-start stretch where he looks like Yu Darvish. I think that's possible.
It's possible. It's possible. And if they get that. Even
this year, what are his numbers? What are his numbers this year? He's got 3-2. He's got 3-2 and 11 starts.
Yeah. No, he's been really good when he's been out there. Remember when he came back off the IL for his neck injury and he went like five straight starts?
He was amazing.
Like incredible. He didn't give him a run for like three straight starts.
Yeah. No, I do remember. So, all right. Yeah. Let's get back to the conversation in a second. We could talk Yu Darvish in a moment. You can't talk Mova Globes every moment. You can talk Yu Darvish anytime. Guys, our friends at Mova Globes have partnered with us here on the wrap-up show and with our viewers that if you click the link in the description down below, first of all, you're getting 10% off these puppies by using promo code PWS10. There are less than 50 of these in the Padres remaining. They're officially licensed through Major League Baseball. They have all 30 teams, but because of you guys, there are less than 50 of these currently remaining rotating globes powered by the magnets of the earth and light. You heard me right. They're powered by light and the magnets of the earth. There are no cords. There are no batteries. By the way, this technology, the founder is from Cardiff by the Sea, right here in North County in San Diego. It's an amazing company and they have so many cool products, Jim. It's not just the MLB globes because they've got like true globes and planets and everything. You need to click the link in the description down below. If you're picking anything up, not just the Padres globe, make sure to use promo code PWS10, PWS10, because you're getting 10% off basically everything, including these MLB licensed globes. Maybe your brother-in-law is a Padres fan or a whatever fan. Pick them up for loved ones, friends, great birthday gift, great desk piece. They're just great. I mean, I stare at these things all day long. Our buddy Fritz won it in our giveaway, Jim, and he tweeted about how cool it was earlier today. So check them out because they're not going to last long. There's less than 50 of these remaining.
Yeah, these things are awesome. It's a definite item for like your office or on a bookshelf. And it's just very pleasant to look at. I love this thing. It's awesome. It's amazing. Again, if you aren't a fan of the Padres, because I know we have a lot of baseball fans that watch us and consume our content that aren't Padres fans, they have, and say you're like a Cubs fan, guess what? You can go get a Cubs Mova Globe right now. Or if you want to go get an Earth Mova Globe, which, I mean, I got to get one of those Earth Mova Globes. You can go do that. They have like, 50 different types of Mova Globes at least. Now, I think a lot of them are sold out because they're so popular. But the Padres Mova Globe you have the link in the chat.
I did just put the link in the chat.
Okay. And also it is in the description below. So go click the link, use our promo code, get 10% off and get one of these bad boys for your office, your bookshelf, your work desk, wherever, because these things are awesome and you need to get them now.
They're really cool. Like trust us, they're cooler in person. My son loves it. My wife thinks it's phenomenal. It's on my kitchen table, and I'm like just staring at it all day long. They're really phenomenal. So PWS 10 for 10% off. Get them while they last. The Padres won at least with less than 50 of those currently still available. Padres have won three straight. What a difference. It's amazing the length of a baseball season. It's amazing the twists and turns. If you're a Padres fan, they were 37-40 in Philadelphia facing Ranger Suarez. That's where they were.
Yeah,
they were 37-40 in Philadelphia facing Ranger Suarez. His 10-1 record, your National League All-Star Game starter, essentially, his league-leading sub-2 ERA, and they beat him. They just did. Matt Waldron outpitched Ranger Suarez, and that has, to use an Aztec term for me, catapulted them back to where they are, which is 40-40. And I would say fairly well positioned on the homestand. Like we just said, the dude that's throwing tomorrow has been a mid righty for Milwaukee. You have favorable pitching matchups until you get to Washington. I don't know about the Nationals. They've played good baseball. We'll throw lefties. It could be a very challenging series. We'll talk about it come Monday, but you will get Yu Darvish back. But this is where you are. You know, the road trip coming up afterwards, we're looking at a little bit. Boston, Texas isn't the craziest road trip based on the way those two teams have played this year. And then you come home before the All-Star break. You've got eight straight, Arizona, Seattle, and Atlanta with off days littered in there. So what do you think? All-Star break, 500 or above, you take it, Jim? I mean, need to be two over?
Would I take 500 at the All-Star break?
Correct.
Do I like Fritos and Pepsi or Coke?
You do. Excuse me? But you're cool with them just set? You don't need two games over?
Not right now.
Okay. Then not I'm with you. That's why I'm not in panic mode about anything.
The only time I've been in panic mode or close to panic mode is when they're on the verge of this thing slipping to like six or like, you know, like, oh, four, and then four turns into five, and then it turns into like we're at the All-Star break and they're six under, right? Like kind of like last year, right? That's when I start getting the antsy and it's like turn into like DEFCON, you know, times here. But like when they're around 500, you take it right now.
I agree. I think you're right.
Especially with the stretch they're going through. I'm telling you, they're probably going to be around 500, maybe a couple games over here, right? Mm-hmm. It'd be awesome if they were 5-6 games over. But that August 1st stretch, John, when the trade deadline hits, whatever Preller does, okay? And looking at their schedule here, on August 1st, after they take on the Dodgers for a two-game series here at Petco Park,
mm-hmm.
they have series with the Rockies, the Pirates, the Marlins, the Pirates, the Rockies.
Yeah.
That's got to be your time.
Because you got to be good there.
If you don't, all right, the rest of that month is Minnesota, Mets, St. Louis, Tampa Bay.
Yeah, you know, that's not that scary.
Not that scary.
Mets, St. Louis.
Minnesota, though, by the way, Minnesota is like one, they're like 41-18 against
teams, what?
Not the Yankees and whatever.
I know, but guess what? That's a three-game home series, and then your next eight are the Mets and the Cardinals. Eight. You know what I mean? Like, this
well,
is
I mean, the Cardinals are in
a,
it, too. The Cardinals are right there. You can't put the Cardinals and the Mets.
I know. Cardinals and Mets just are the same. It's not scary, like, by opponent. It's not Philadelphia followed by
New York. No. We talk.
But the trap's the same thing as them playing soft teams August 1st through August 15th you're talking about, you know?
But
it's all a trap. The whole thing is a trap.
What I'm talking about, and even, well, I guess maybe not Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh is with them as of this moment, so maybe I'm wrong there, but still, I'm just looking at that stretch, like, just Colorado and Miami in particular, because you face the Rockies and the Marlins for 9 out of those, 15 games?
Sure.
Okay, so that's what I'm talking about. 9 out of 15
that's
there.
That's fair.
You know, everyone else is the same as you if you don't become a team that's like 5 or 6, 7 games over. Okay. No one's, and then you face the White Sox at the end of the year. You have Detroit in there. It's a stretch that
I know what it's going to take. I want to know what the third wildcard team in the National League's record is. I'm not saying it's the Padres. I want to know what the third wildcard team in the National League, what their record is. Because right now, these teams have actually gotten to 500, Jim, including the Padres. You know, Arizona, St. Louis, and San Diego are 500 teams right now. So maybe that means these teams have picked up their pace a little bit, and it will take more than 500 because teams will. But I'm still very curious. Like, I'd be utterly shocked if it took more than 84 wins. I mean, it's not going to. It's not going to take more than 84 wins, and it could take 83 or less, is what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Which is why 500 is the name of the game right now.
Yeah, and again, it wouldn't be surprising if they went out a lot tomorrow night and they lose 5-1. Like,
no, none of it is, you know, none of it's overly surprising. No, none of it's overly surprising. I agree with that.
Yeah.
Just looking at tonight real quickly in terms of what else happened other than, you know, Arise 1-for-5. This guy's been quote-unquote slumping, but a massive hit. A 2-out, 2-run home run after Higashioka had walked. Mm-hmm. Okay, like that was the cardinal sin of the game. I'm saying the biggest moment of the game was Colin Ray walking Higashioka, allowing Arise to bat and yank a ball down the right field line, keep it fair. It changed the complexion. Toddy again left. Wadey came in, we know. Profar ripped that double before he left, concerning. Cronenworth, we talked about. Machado, we talked about. Merrill, you know, the power was on display for the last week plus. And then today he's back to being like Merrill, finding spots, 2-for-5.
His Babbitt, must be like
so good.
Very high.
Oh my God. It's got to be so good. Well, he puts everything in play. So I don't know how good it is, but yeah.
Like, I bet you if you looked at his expected batting average, it wouldn't, I don't know if it would be this high. Maybe it is. I don't know. Like if you look at his,
yeah, I don't know. Stuff, I don't know. Higashioka came in for Campisano. Oh, speaking of injured, Campy has a thumb.
No, we can say it now. His balls got fucking like destroyed last night, and that's why he was out of the lineup. Don't listen to the Padres. And like
3 days earlier.
The thumb injury. No, he got freaking hitting the balls like 4 times in the last 2 days. He's out because his balls are hurt.
He was out. I saw him in the dugout. He was unavailable tonight, supposedly. And then bullpen. Cosgrove back. He had a ERA over 10 when he was here initially. And he goes knitting a third scoreless. Good. Kolek, whatever. He's here. He's got his 5-plus ERA. He was good enough tonight. Allowed 3 hits, but allowed an unearned run. And then De Los Santos, he came out with a tying run. It was like, what was it? First and third and spun a double play, or first and second and got a double play in an 8-5 game and picked up a save in the process as well. His first as a Padre. So all things considered, man, can't ask for more than that. You know, come back from 4-1 down at home to win and keep these bats going like this. Whatever. Their bullpen's taxed, but they're winning games. So it's all good.
By the way, when I talk about BABIP, I mean I meant for Jackson Merrill, it's probably very high. Okay. Because when you put a ball in play, there's a lot of times the ball's falling.
Who's ripping it?
No, I'm ripped. I'm just talking to myself. I said it wrong. I said it's probably his BABIP's very low. Like it's the opposite. It's always
you mean it's high. Yeah.
Yeah, high BABIP because you put the ball in play, he's finding holes. It's not, right. It's, yeah. But his BABIP is 370 this year. Or no, hold on. I took that back.
I was going to say,
this is insane. My bad. Sorry. I'm tired. 305.
His batting average on balls in play is 305. Yeah, that makes sense because he puts a lot of balls in play. Therefore, it's not higher than that. He doesn't strike out a ton, right?
No, he's got a low K percentage.
Yeah.
He's got like Dude's the been highest. Awesome. He's got like the highest WAR in baseball for center fielders or the National League.
It's crazy.
Not all baseball because
he's got the most hits among rookies.
Most hits,
rookies and hits. Yep. Something. A couple stats. He leads rookies in. He could absolutely be a candidate for Rookie of the Year. I mean,
he already is a candidate for Rookie of the Year.
Yeah, I mean, but he could be a candidate at the end.
Yeah, he will be.
He will be. I agree. And again, we talked about Shota Imanaga yesterday, and he allowed 10 runs today. 10.
Doesn't hurt Jackson Merrill's case.
No, and the Cubs are trash, potentially. That's not going to hurt Jackson Merrill either. If the
Cubs are right around where the Padres are.
I know, but I say they're trash. They're like four games under.
The Cubs are 2 games back of the Padres.
That's four games under 500, right?
It is, but still.
If the Padres are four games under 500, what would you say about them?
Yes, they're trash.
Exactly. But he's got a shot, is the point. He's got at least a shot, which is unbelievable. I mean, considering the discussion at the beginning of the season, 20-year-old switching positions, get out of here, man. Starting in center field in the big leagues every single day, not platooning. It's unbelievable. Hitting for power.
By the way, should we pay Rich McGuire to just walk around Petco Park with his John and Jim Padres jersey on? It's like free publicity for this.
Dude, Rich. So first of all, how about this? I got a text from Jeff Smith, president of the Mesa Foundation. He's like, is this Jim? Or do you have groupies? I'm like, it's not Jim. He sends a picture of the back of Rich's head, and it says John and Jim. I'm like, that's hilarious. That's like a loyal viewer and listener. Great buddy, Rich McGuire. I'm like, saw him earlier today. Dan, I get another text back from Jeff. It's Rich McGuire and a photo of Jeff's wife, Wendy. Wendy went to find Rich to get the story on the John and Jim jersey.
That's hilarious.
So they took a photo together, and Rich knows what I'm talking about because he took a photo tonight. He says groupie with Wendy Smith. But I don't know if you realize that, Rich. That's the president and his wife. They both do great work with the Mesa Foundation. That's who spotted you today. But then someone else. And then it was We Believe, guys that do stuff with San Diego State around NIL, saw Rich tonight as well in that John and Jim. We need more people getting John and Jim jerseys is the moral.
Yeah, we do.
Dude, we need, that's what we need. That's our marketing, man. You know what we need to do?
What you want.
Yeah, well, here's the deal. If you have a jersey without a nameplate on the back, we should give something to people that put John and Jim in the back like Rich did. And what we're going to give you is these caps. If you're willing to do that, that's what we're going to do. While we have a moment, Underdog Fantasy, this is like your last chance to do this. You got a free pick for Sunday, okay? Indiana is facing whoever Angel Reese plays for, Chicago. So Indiana, Chicago, Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, you pick, but you're getting a winner either way. If either of the players score a point, you get a free pick if you use promo code PODSWRAP right now at Underdog Fantasy. That's PADSWRAP. You get a free pick plus an additional free pick plus a 50% deposit match as well. On your first deposit, if you use promo code PODSWRAP, PADSWRAP, scan the QR code that theoretically is over Jim's head that you can't see. Scan that QR code. There he is. Or click the link in the description down below. A free pick. This game is Sunday, by the way. You choose. Who do you want to go with? Angel Reese? She'll score a point. You want to go with Caitlin Clark? She'll score a point. You win either way. They're giving you the free pick. You need to sign up right now. Use promo code PODSWRAP, PADSWRAP. Jim, pick'ems are going on right now. You can play across sports, WNBA, Major League Baseball, Padres players, NFL will be here before we know it, college football, NHL Stanley Cup Monday, Game 7, whatever it is. Underdog Fantasy, you can play along and you can win right now. Use that promo code PODSWRAP.
Hey, man, the Fever have won four straight. They're sitting in They're sitting in the eighth seed right now, or the eighth spot, because only eight teams make the postseason. Angel Reese, by the way, I don't know if she knows how to dribble.
Yeah, what was that? You showed me some clip today where she double dribbled like three times.
Just really bad. Anyway, I think you're probably going to win for whoever you take here. So
is that your breakdown? You think that Caitlin Clark could score a point or more, and Angel Reese could score a point or more in this Sunday matchup?
That's my breakdown. Yes,
this is why people come to us for John and Jim weekdays from 3 to 6, and then the wrap up show for WNBA breakdowns. Promo code PODSWRAP, PADS. WRAP. We'll be back Sunday night. I think that's going to do it. We will be back Sunday night. Here's the thing. Here's what I'm going to say. Look at Ben Fadden talking crap on you. What's up, Ben? Thanks for having me on Talking Friars this week. Thanks for having John Schaefer on Talking Friars. Very nice of you. Did you get the invite? An invite? You get an invite this week from Ben or no?
Who?
Yeah, Talking Friars.
The Talking Friars?
Yeah, like the number one Padres YouTube channel, Talking Friars.
Oh, that channel.
Yeah. You got an invite?
No.
Here's the thing, because I like everyone here. We get to 6,400 subscribers before we start the show on Sunday, which means if you're here on replay, we'll give these things away on Sunday. Got to get to 6,400 subscribers. Thank you, Parks and Normal. Thank you, Ben, for bothering Jim. All right. Join us Sunday night. We'll do it around 9:30 following game four of this series. We don't do Saturday wrap-up shows. We will be back with you, though, on Sunday night. So Padres win again. They're back to 500. And we will be back again on Sunday night. Please subscribe. Year-round content for Padres fans. Smash the like button for us. Follow us on X. Thank you for the super thanks if you're here on replay. Support our partners. Get in that WNBA pick'em through Underdog.
Let's go.
Pods wrap. And again, if you have an insurance need, go with our title sponsor, Mark Nimitz at Farmers Insurance. And thank you, Mova Globes, for your partnership with the wrap-up show as well. Use promo code PWS10 to get 10% off. For Jim, I'm John. We'll see you Sunday night right here on the wrap-up show. Thanks, guys.
Peace out. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.